You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
candidate, Noah. So he tells him, Aseh lecha tevat, aseh gopher, v'ani hineni mevi et hamabul mayim. So he says we have to make a sheep, the teva, and then I'm just about to bring a flood, the tufan. So they ask, the order doesn't match, because why? Ibn Shalom tell him, you have to make a teva, go inside the teva, because I'm just about to bring a mabul. Which comes first? That Hashem tell him, I'm going to bring a mabul, and then I'm just about, and you should go in the teva, or tell him, go inside, I'm going to bring the mabul. You follow?
Go inside and bring the mabul.
Exactly. I'm going to bring a mabul, so you need to go to the teva. Right? That's what you said? No?
Yes.
I mean, that's how it works. Hashem has to tell him why, you know, he needs to go inside the teva. No?
If you love somebody, you give them the warning before it happened. So Hashem loved him, he told him to go inside, and then I bring the mabul.
No, that's not the point. So, you always tell people, you know, don't go here, it's wet, right? You don't say, it's wet, don't go there. It doesn't make sense. So here, there's an interesting dialogue is going on with Rashbi, Alav Shalom. You know who Rashbi was? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You heard about him? Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You know the story that Malacham Ovid came to him and said, you know, I'm here, you know, to take your neshama back. You know, I was assigned to take your neshama back. You know the story?
No.
So then he said, fine, you know, show me where I'm supposed to go. So he said, okay. She said, no, give me your sword. So if, you know, you might, you know, trick me. So I need your sword so you would not do funny things. So he gives him the sword. So he takes him to the side. And he jumps to the Gan Eden. And Malacham Ovid was very shocked, you know, he was tricked. So then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, I swear I'm not going to come out. So what was wrong? Give me my weapon. you stole my weapon. So Malacham Ovid goes to Ibn Shalom, says, you know, he tricked me. So Hashem says, fine, let's look at his file. If any time in his life that he swore, and then he canceled the swear, so right now we can cancel it too. So they look on his file and say he never swore and he never canceled it. So Hashem said we cannot cancel it, you know, he has to stay there. So Malachim says, you know, so how about my sword? So go ask him. So he goes to Rabbi Shimon, he says, no, give my sword back. He says, go buy another one, you know, and keep it here. So now this was the greatness of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. So there's a dialogue is going on with Rashbi, Alav Shalom, and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, that if at their time they saw the rainbow, so Rabbi Shimon ben Levi asked, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked Rabbi Shimon ben Levi if his time he has seen a rainbow in his time. What does that mean? Because Gemara explains that at the time of the Rashbi Alav Shalom, they never saw rainbow. Why? Because his zechut was protecting the generation. It was the same thing with Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. That means the greatness and the sitkut, the righteousness that they both had, Hashem never got angry, even though not, you know, they were not really doing 100%. So now, the question that is brought, who is greater, Noah or Rashbi alav shalom? We are comparing. Well, why you cannot? Why cannot?
Two different timing, two different occasions.
What difference does it make? We have two human beings, two tzaddik. It says in the Torah, Noah haya each tzaddik tamim. The Torah.
Noah was higher because Hashem said he's more tzaddik, so he was higher.
So now, at his time, I mean, the Kesha came later, now the covenant. But did he have the zechut to protect his generation or not?
No.
Noah did.
No.
Yeah?
No, he didn't.
No?
No, because he didn't teach them how to be like him.
He had the zechut, but he didn't use it.
He had the zechut.
And he didn't read the tefillah for them either.
Well, listen, I Lashon Hara right now. I'm just asking, you know, who was greater, Noah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Who?
Noah made the link to
continuity
of the humanity.
Right, he saved the whole land, actually. Yes, was he a Navi? No. Noah. Was he a prophet?
No.
How did Hashem talk to him then? He was a Navi. Why he says Hashem spoke to Noah? No? So he was a Navi?
Yes.
He was a prophet?
Only for the sheep.
No. Did Hashem speak to him?
Yes.
Did Hashem speak to Rashbi?
Yes.
No.
No. Did Hashem spoke to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi?
No.
No. So who is greater?
Noah.
Noah is greater. Noah is greater. So now, back to our original question. He says in the Pasuk that go make a teva, go inside the sheep because I'm going to bring the mabul.
Right.
So Hakam doesn't say that I'm going to bring the mabul, then go in the teva. Why? Because here that's a delicate point. Hashem is saying, as long as you're outside, I cannot bring the mabul. Why? Because you're protecting the generation. So you have to go inside, so then I will be able to bring the mabul. Yeah, but find them right here, and we see the same concept that in the Churban Beit HaMikdash, Yirmiyah Navi Alav Shalom, he comes back when Hashem asks him to leave Yerushalayim. Then when he comes back from far, he sees smoke. And then he thought, you know, they bring a korbanot. He was very happy. So he comes closer and closer and says, why? See what happened to Beit HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. So now he realizes Hashem sent them after a black garbanzo beans.
Yeah.
Why? Because as long as Yirmiyah Navi was in Yerushalayim, Hashem could not destroy the Beit HaMikdash. So he sent them out. So Yerushalayim would not have the protection, and then he destroyed the time. Now, what we learn from here, it's a very, very delicate point. And that is, many times, we feel, who am I, what am I, you know, I come to Shacharit, to Beminyan. You don't realize what the important factor you can be. With one single mitzvah, you can cancel many gezerot from Los Angeles. Did you hear me? Yeah?
Yes.
You know what it is? That Yibono Sholam says, I cannot bring the Mahmud because of you. I have to go inside the Teva, so then I'll be able to bring the Mahmud. Why? Because you protecting millions of the people. And that's what the koach of every Yehud is. The Chas V'Shalom should not degrade himself. Every mitzvah you do, even single mitzvah, every machshava kedusha that comes to your head, every moment that you turn your head for something that Chas V'Shalom is not right to look at, you bring such a protection for Kolam Yisrael. And see what the important factor in life. The Yehudi should know that he's the pillar, he's the amud that to behold Am Yisrael for many, many gezerot. Shem Yizakenu, that Nizkeh to be the ra'uy, suitable to bring protection to Am Yisrael. Nizkeh v'yeshua.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.